It's 23rd of November, and today's episode will be about the books. I read quite a lot since before the war. I have accumulated a rich library of electronic books available on my smartphone anywhere and at any time. In the first weeks of the war, I could not read at all. The stress was so strong that the information simply could not be assimilated. I could not tell myself a single word about what I had just read. And although the stress has not completely passed, I can already read and do it all my free time. As before the war, in recent months, I have been reading almost exclusively non-fiction books about history, about religion, about wars and revolutions. But a few days ago, I came across, for the first time in decades, republished novels by Ukrainian writer Klim Poleshchuk, and now I just can't tear myself away from them. Poleshchuk belongs to the so-called executed Renaissance, a whole constellation of Ukrainian writers, poets, directors, and artists who were executed by the Soviet authorities in 1930s. I already had a separate episode dedicated to the executed Renaissance. If you missed it, you can find it and take a listen to it. The Soviet government consigned the legacy of the executed to oblivion. Their books were not published. Their films were hidden in the dusty cellars of film studios. Their paintings were at best thrown into the far corners of museum storages. At worst, they were burned. A whole giant layer of Ukrainian national culture was destroyed, and the Ukrainians were told that their culture was poor and uninteresting. It is the standard approach of empires to destroy the brightest representatives of the culture of a conquered people and then talk about the lack of culture in these people. So, returning to Poleshchuk, whose novels I am now reading avidly. He was a direct witness of revolutionary events in Ukraine at the beginning of the 20th century. He was personally acquainted with some of the leaders of the revolutionary forces, including with the main anarchist, the creator of the only real anarchist army in history, Nestor Makhno. One of Poleshchuk's novels is completely devoted to Makhno and his peasant army, which was feared by the Bolsheviks, the monarchists, and all other sides in the endless wars of that time. Poleshchuk's book about Makhno was published once in the 1920s in Poland, and only last year it was republished again. Its language is quite archaic. I think literary critics will be able to find fault with the style of the narration and some theatricality of the characters. But in general, this book is an excellent cast of that era. The era when Ukraine had a chance to escape from the clutches of the empire, gain independence, and live like a normal European country. The dialogues of some of the characters in this book, written 100 years ago, are literally repeated now in trenches and dugouts. Just like 100 years ago, Ukrainians discuss the insiderness of Russians, make plans for a future life in which there will be no place for Moscow, quarrel over politicians, and miss home. Despite the similarity of the events of the 20th and 21st centuries, there is still one but a fundamental difference. More than 100 years ago, when the Russian Empire crumbled, many forces claimed to represent the Ukrainian people and the Ukrainian state. These forces fought not only against external enemies, but also against each other. The internecine squabble helped the Russians to weaken Ukraine and subjugate it again. Now Ukraine is united like never before. There are no Ukrainian armies alternative to the armed forces of the state. None of the sane politicians disputes the legitimacy of the president and the government, even if he or she is in the most severe opposition to them. Russia is fighting against a state that has realized and appreciated its unity and the common goals of all its citizens. The Kremlin clearly did not expect this. They thought that just like 100 years ago, Ukrainians would quarrel among themselves for power, fight each other, and look for ways to negotiate with Moscow. But none of this happened. Times have long since changed, and therefore the outcome of the current war will be completely different.